morning. My name is Natalie Coughlin, and I'm the Manager of Development and Communications at Maternal and Child Health Consortium.
And I'm Emma Garner, MCHC's new Community Outreach and Parent Mentor Coordinator.
This month, we're joined by Lily Guzman, the Program Assistant at the Family Center, located in Southern Chester County. Lily, thanks so much for joining.
Thank you, Natalie, for having me.
For those listening, can you share what the Family Center is as both a location and a home visiting program and what it is we're trying to accomplish?
Yes, our mission at the Family Center is to introduce parents to the education of their children at a young age, provide the support they need, and in the long run, have the opportunity to keep growing with their children in their development. So our mission is just trying to adapt parents and children to make it our routine and have the role model of the mother and the father helping in their children's education. And then we do have two programs. We have the parent educators, they work with the mother, but then we also have the fatherhood. The fatherhood, it's the same curriculum from PAT. That's what we use. And it informs all the development and milestones the child are supposed to be hitting at a certain age. We do help the children with the transition to kindergarten. So our mission as parent educators is to have the kid ready for their next step as they grow and they move to their big transition to kindergarten. We start working from ages from 1 to 5. They graduate at the age of 5 and they graduate from our program. That's the kinder transition.
Yeah, and we're just wrapping up now the 2-week kindergarten transition program. So how did it go? Also, can you explain a little bit like what it is that you cover?
So the, like you mentioned, we are just finishing up with the 2-week kindergarten transition. We cover everything. Our biggest mission is to work with social emotional, having the kids ready and prepare for the first day, getting adapt to that transition where they have to ride a bus, where mom, it's not going to be there, where the sibling's not there, that they have to adapt to eating either the school lunches or whatever their mom sent them. So this year, our main focus was social emotional with the kids and having them feel confident on themselves, letting them know that they are big kids, that they're fine. Everything's going to be fine for that big step. It's definitely been wonderful. We had 40 kids participating. Last year, we had it virtual. So it's awesome that we get to have it in person this year. And the kids actually get to have that experience on riding the bus. They all love their meals. They're excited to come. They're excited to learn. We do circle time during the morning when they first come off the bus, where they get to learn the kids' names and their friends. And then we do story time. And then they do activity and free time. So they get to build that self-confidence.
There are a lot of studies out there revealing how COVID-19 related shutdowns have negatively impacted the learning development of young kids. In the kindergarten transition program this year, did you think that the kids this time around had a harder time overall than groups in the past?
Yes, it was definitely harder. I feel it's not like any other year where they're just free to run around and not have a face mask. With the kindergarten transition now, at all times, they have to have their face mask on. So that keeps their, sometimes they forget and they'll be doing an activity or something. And they're so worried about keeping the face mask on. So you can definitely see that change. And before, I mean, they didn't have to worry about having a face mask on. You can definitely see the difference.
Yeah, and definitely for like the social
emotional and things you don't think about if you're not working with young children or a parent, like how to act in the classroom, that you have to raise your hand or ask to go to the bathroom.
It's like you said, not only that, but they at the end of the day, they all remember they have to bring their backpack home. They have to put all the supplies they use or whatever, just put it away. They have to do cleanup. They have to, they know there's rules. So just seeing them grow throughout the week, it has definitely been perfect. I mean, the kids do it themselves. We don't have to keep asking. I think they're more than ready for kindergarten. You can just see the joy, and they're excited to go tell mom and dad everything they learn and the new friends they made.
So the focal point of the Parents as Teachers curriculum is supporting parents so they can support their children. How was the parenting class part of the program this year, and what sort of things came up?
So the parenting classes has come where we're introducing parents to teaching their kids to eat healthier, since the schools are also adapting to that lifestyle, to eat more vegetables. So in our parenting classes, we try to implement those things. It's a hard transition for parents as well. We have parents that are their first child going to school. So for them to lose that connection they have, or the confidence they build from always being together, it's hard on the mom as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, also figuring out how to navigate the school system. So like enrolling them, any paperwork involved, getting them vaccinated. They also have to have insurance.
And at the end of the program, where they're getting ready to graduate, parents educators are, their job is to help the parents with their application on registering the children into kindergarten, and also getting all the paperwork they need, and having the appointment for the screenings. A lot of the schools do screenings. So our mission is to help them get an appointment. The other part, the parent educators are there to provide support. It's like Natalie said, we all need, the children need insurance once they start school. So making sure the children have the coverage. Before they graduate, the parents have all the resources they would need for themselves or their family, and also just introducing them more to the community. This year, we started with introducing parents to technology, since a lot of our families don't know how to use a tablet or don't know how to navigate the internet, or even a lot of the school districts are also opening pages on like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, just getting parents to know that that's how they're also getting their messages out. So I think technology now was a big part of it too, where we had to teach parents on how to help their children navigate the school systems as well.
Yeah, and it's great that we've evolved to meet that need. So then looking ahead, what are some things MCHC is doing to help families prepare for when school starts this year?
So we have the big event that's the school drive, where each child gets a book bag with supplies. We will have a big open house since we did move to our new location in Landenberg. So that's where we're going to be doing the supply drive, where parents also get to come and they'll get a bag full of supplies and a book bag for their children to start their school.
Thanks for tuning in. You can join us next month as we talk about MCHC's impact and what's going on in the world of public health in Greater Philadelphia. You can also see what we're up to by following on social media or visiting our website at ccmchc.org.